Blog Talk Radio.
My dove, it's a wonderful thing to be in love with you.
Hansel, we've been through so much together, but God blessed us with us.
Yes, what's night love without day love, baby?
Your whispers are pleasant to my ears, and your wisdom comforts me, my husband.
The fire of love stops at nothing. It sweeps everything before it.
Love waters can drown out. Horns of rain can't put it out.
Love can't be bought. Love can't be sold.
Baby, it's not to be found in the market.
Such a wonderful thing.
Yeah. It's
Blog Talk Radio.
God told me something. I said, God, God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, I was 17 years old. He said, I'm going to use you to restore marriages. Several divorces later, I asked God, are you serious? Tell you something about a man, ladies. Don't no man want to hear you speak in tongues when you done pissed him off?
Mm-hmm.
Ladies, I know you've been hurt. I know you've been through bad relationships. But let me tell you something, ladies. You are the key to the greatest revival that the world has ever seen. It's when the woman wakes up and say, yes, I've been through this, I've been through that, but some of my cookies were in the jar, too.
Come on.
Yeah. I heard a woman say one time, you just don't understand women. We have to bear the child. We have to carry the baby for 9 months. We have to do this and that and breastfeed. I said, well, what do you want? A trophy? I'm not going to carry that baby. The devil is a liar.
Well, you are listening to Roderick Owensby. We're going to take a step back and go back in time, and we're going to hear some of the great singers, musicians of all time. You know, something that is missing nowadays from music, whether it's gospel, whether it's classical, whatever type of music, and especially among the young generation, what's missing is excellence in music. I'm not against the hip-hop generation. I'm not against anyone who has a gift. But I would challenge anyone who has an inspiration, has a yearning for music, to listen to some of the old-time greats. We're going to hear some Nat King Cole, Duke Ellington, Sarah Vaughan, and much more, Dean Martin. We're going to just take a step back and listen to some lyrics and listen to some great spirits of music. And we need a return of excellence in music. And this is why I'm in preparation, along with my staff, of having a school of arts where musicians can learn the true meaning of music, even in the church, even in gospel field. We have a bunch of show-offs, but not enough people who really appreciate that God is more gifted than us all. And this craft should be taken seriously. It's not good enough to say, well, he plays good, or she plays good, she sings good. Singing good, playing good is not good enough. So we're going to listen to some of the greats. Here, let's start with Nat King Cole. I'll be right back.
Thank you so much. You're very kind. Here's a song that I had the pleasure of recording some months ago with George Shearing, which was quite a delight. Of course, I don't have the services of George Shearing here tonight on the piano to help me, so I guess I'll have to do a little double duty. It's a little song called Let There Be Love. I would like now to introduce a gentleman whose great band I have been touring with throughout Britain. Indeed, it has been a wonderful thrill to work with these fine musicians, and particularly their leader, Mr. Ted Heath.
First of all, I have to thank you very much for all you've done for us in the States by taking us over there in 1956.
It was a pleasure.
But something very much more important. Nat recently made a record in conjunction with other artists for the World Refugee Fund, and this was called All Star Festival. Well, this record has made nearly £500,000 for charity, and all the artists on the show donated their services and their royalties to this fund. So I have something for you tonight that's been given to me by the United Nations organization on the sale of the millionth record.
Thank you, Ted, and I'd like to thank the United Nations for this wonderful golden disc, and a special thank you to all the people who bought this record and so contributed to the World Refugee Fund. Say, Ted, will you look after this until after the show?
Yes.
Now don't drop it now, okay? All right. Be careful. You know, along about this time in most performers' act, they either mention their recent recording or something that had to do with helping to make them famous. Well, I disagree with that method because I think that is what you call milking the audience, you see. And I think you've been milked enough already. So I'm going to be just a little different. I'm going to do something that I have no association with whatsoever. Mona Lisa. Mona Lisa, men have named you. Your soul light. The lady with the mystic smile. Is it only 'cause you're lonely they have blamed you for that Mona Lisa strangeness in your smile? Do you smile to tempt a lover, Mona Lisa? Or is this your way to hide a broken heart? Many dreams have been brought to your doorstep. They just lie there. Are you warm? Are you real? Mona Lisa. Are just a cold and lonely, lovely work of art. Mona Lisa.
It's a wonderful thing to be in love with you.
Hansel, we've been through so much together, but God blessed us with us.
Yes, what's night love without day love, baby?
Your whispers are pleasant to my ears, and your wisdom comforts me, my husband.
The fire of love stops at nothing. It sweeps everything before it.
Love waters can't drown out. Torrents of rain can't put it out.
Love can't be bought. Love can't be sold.
Baby, it's not to be found in the market.
Such a wonderful thing.
Yeah.
There you have it. Nat King Cole. His real name is Nathaniel Adams Coles. Born March 17, 1919, to February 15, 1965. Nat King Cole was known professionally as Nat King Cole. He was an American musician who first came to prominence as a leading jazz pianist. Although an accomplished pianist, he owes most of his popular musical fame to his soft baritone voice. No one was like Nat King Cole. The voice, which he used to perform in big band and jazz genres, he was one of the first Black Americans to host a television variety show and has maintained worldwide popularity. Nat King Cole. Let's listen to the great Duke Ellington take the A train. And I'll be right back. Duke Ellington, take the A train.
Some of his great recognition
President Lyndon Johnson presented Duke Ellington with the President's Gold Medal in 1966. President Richard M. Nixon presented Duke Ellington with the Medal of Freedom in 1969. Duke Ellington received 13 Grammy Awards. 13 Grammy Awards, Duke Ellington. The great Duke Ellington received many awards and prizes. He was awarded the French Legion of Honor in 1973. He has a United States commemorative stamp with his image on its issue in 1986. Duke Ellington influenced millions of people both around the world and at home. He gave American music its own sound for the first time in his 50-year career. He played over 20,000 performances in Europe, Latin America, the Middle East, as well as Asia. The great Duke Ellington. Let's hear another great Sarah Vaughan. Now, Sarah Vaughan, Autumn in New York is a jazz standard composed by Vernon Duke in 1934 for the Broadway musical Thumbs Up, which opened on December 27, 1934. Performed by J. Harold Murray. Several versions of the song have been recorded over the years by numerous musicians and singers, but none like Sarah Vaughan, Autumn in New York. Take a look at this. It's beautiful singing, Sarah Vaughan.
Oh,
About the Temptations. They are an American vocal group that achieved fame as one of the most successful acts to record for Motown Records. Formed in Detroit, Michigan in 1960, their former name was the Elgins, not to be confused with another Motown group with the same name. The Temptations have always featured at least five male vocalists slash dancers. Known for its recognizable choreography, distinct harmonies, and flashy on-stage suits. The Temptations have been said to be as influential to soul as the Beatles are to pop and rock. Having sold tens of millions of albums, the Temptations are one of the most successful groups in music history. The original lineup includes members of two local Detroit vocals groups from the Distance. Second tenor, Otis Williams. First tenor, Eldridge Al Bryant. And bass, Melvin Franklin. And from the Primes, first tenor, falsetto, Eddie Kendricks. And second tenor, baritone, Paul Williams. No relation to Otis. Among the most notable notable future Temptations were lead singers David Ruffin and Dennis Edwards, both later solo artists, Richard Street, Damon Harris, Glenn Leonard, Ron Tyson, Ollie Woodson. Hope I got that one right. The Old Peoples and G.C. Cameron. Like its sister female group, the Supremes, the Temptations lineup has changed frequently over the years. Let's listen to the Temptations. Here's a masterpiece. We'll be right back. Well, Dean Martin. Yeah, Dean Martin and Nat King Cole. This is actually a rare recording of my two most favorite crooners, Dean Martin and Nat King Cole. It's hard to find, and I want you to hear this, and I think it's something that, if you're old school and you really understand music, you will enjoy. Dean Martin and Nat King Cole, long, long ago.
Love to talk of the good, good old days. Long, long ago. Long, long ago. Well, they say it was better in oh so many ways. Long, long ago. Long ago. They couldn't go to a movie show, listen to a radio, go for a ride. And on a very cold and wintry night, they couldn't sit and watch a TV fight. And when the summer came, they would have to take a name, all bundled up to the beach. They didn't know a girl could look so cute in a bikini suit. Oh, how they sing of the good, good old days.
long, long ago. Long, long ago. They couldn't swing in the good, good old days. Long, long ago, long ago. They couldn't go to a movie show, listen to the radio, go for a ride in the car. And on a very cold and wintry night, they couldn't sit and watch a TV fight. So when people say to me, nothing's like it used to be, I don't believe that it's so. They didn't have so much to brag about. Long, long ago. Long, long ago. Long, long ago.
Well, there you have it. Long, long ago, Dean Martin and Nat King Cole, Samuel George Sammy Davis Jr., born December 8, 1925, until 1990. He was an American entertainer, primarily a dancer and singer. Now, he became known for his performances on Broadway and Las Vegas. He went on to become a world-famous recording artist, television and film star. Davis was also a member of Frank Sinatra's Rat Pack, the Great Rat Pack. At the age of 3, Davis began his career. His father and uncle as the Will Mastin Trio toured nationally and after military service returned to the trio. Davis became an overnight sensation following a nightclub performance at Ciro's after the 1951 Academy Awards. With the trio, he became a recording artist in 1954. He lost his left eye in an automobile accident. Sammy Davis Jr. was known as just a great performer and singer. It's kind of funny, too. He did some comedy in several different acts. Well, here he is. We have Nat King Cole and Sammy Davis Jr.
I used to walk with you on the avenue. Our hearts were carefree and gay. How could I know I'd lose you? Somewhere along the way.
Matter if I come in? You might get
the friends we used to know would always smile hello and wait is our love like our love they say. Then love slept through our
fingers.
Somewhere along the way. Somewhere along the way.
Oh, they were having so much fun on stage. Nat King Cole and Sammy Davis. Temptations, My Girl.
When it's cold outside, I'm
heavenly, the temptations. Are you in love and one of you are afraid of marriage? Let me give you some Al Green and Ann Nesby. Put it on paper. Write it down.
Told me something. I said, God, God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, I was 17 years old. He said, I'm going to use you to restore marriages. Several divorces later, I asked God, are you serious? Something about a man, ladies. Don't no man want to hear you speak in tongues when you done pissed him off?
Mm-mm.
Ladies, I know you've been hurt. I know you've been through bad relationships. But let me tell you something, ladies. You are the key to the greatest revival that the world has ever seen. It's when the woman wakes up and say, yes, I've been through this, I've been through that, but some of my cookies were in the jar too. Come on. Uh-oh. There
come on. Amen.
Yeah. I heard a woman say one time, you just don't understand women. We have to bear the child. We have to carry the baby for 9 months. We have to do this and that and breastfeed. I said, well, what do you want? A trophy? I'm not going to carry that baby. The devil is a liar. I'm going to back y'all ladies up with the 10 myths. Women, all nationalities. Number one, Alberta, please. Was that you? Keep that one.
You see how you're kicking us to the curb already? The show ain't even started. Okay.
Girl, I'm going to go and get me a word. Him lay hands on me. Prophet Bobo is coming to our church. We'll run to any so-called prophet. You've been to hell, high and low.
Yes, preacher.
That no good man.
Yes, I have.
And then all he has to do, I want you to plant this seed. And God's going to send you somebody that's going to love you back.
Okay.
You know what that is, y'all? Bootleg prophets.
Oh, Jesus.
I call them alley prophets.
Oh, yes. Jesus.
Love Talk Radio.
I said we are all in the nude. Mm-hmm. Spiritually, you look just like the day you were born. You're showing more than you know. So all of this hiding behind other people's sins and failures and talking about it and looking innocent, God's about to show up your skeletons. You better open up that closet and let those skeletons fall out.
Love Talk Radio.
Oh, it's about to be a party. Whatsoever man soweth, that shall he also reap. Now, listen, you need to ask yourself. Yeah, ask yourself. Have I been sowing gossip and gainsaying? Have I been sowing discord among the brethren? Have I been doing just like Satan, accusing the brethren? Some of you claim that you love God, but you are a busy body. Your body is busy. Your mouth is busy. And I would tell every man, before you get married, check the DNA of that woman. Check her DNA. Women, before you marry that man, check their DNA. And what am I saying? Some people are part of the Do Not Association. The DNA, Do Not Association. You know, when you get married, you say, I do, right?
Right.
But a lot of people say I do, but then don't. A lot of women say I do, but then they don't. And then when the thing fall off, then they play the victim and say, oh, see, he's supposed to have been a man of God. Yes, he was. But before you say of God, he's a man. And
right.
Instead of trying to treat somebody like a man of God, why don't you try to treat him like a man first?
That's right.
Instead of trying to treat her like a woman of God, why don't you treat her like a woman first?
Yeah.
See, a false balance is abomination because some folk going to stay the same way until Jesus comes, believe it or not. And some people only want to be around people that make themselves look good.
That's right.
If they think they're more spiritual than you, they'll act like they're your friend. God told me something. I said, God, God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, I was 17 years old. He said, I'm going to use you to restore marriages. Several divorces later, I asked God, are you serious?